News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tuesday begins early voting for the March 6 primary around Texas. In Brazos County, there are more than 105,000 registered voters. An opportunity this morning to visit with Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock will lead off the conversation. One of the five sites for early voting has changed.
For early voting, if you normally vote, cast your vote at the Brazos County Admin Building on Texas Avenue, that location has been moved to our office, which is the Elections Administration office. It's going to be in the Ruth McLeod Training Room, and it's 300 East William J. Bryan.
Or, for those of us who are old enough timers, it is the former tax office building.
Yes, sir, the former tax office.
The hours for early voting are?
This week, we're here from 8 to 5. Saturday, we will be here from 7 to 7. Sunday, February 25th, will be 10 to 3. And then all next week, February 26th through March 2nd, we will be open 7 to 7. And that is also a change. Normally, our 12 hours are from 8 to 8, but we did have some requests from voters who would like to vote on their way to work. So we have adjusted those to be 7 to 7. And that will be at all five locations.
And if you go ahead and list the other four.
Arena Hall, 2906 Tabor Road, Galilee Baptist Church, 804 North Logan, the College Station Utilities Meeting and Training Facility on 1603 Graham Road, and then the MSC on the A&M campus.
And what do we need to bring with us? Seems like state laws and court battles always mess things up on what's required.
Well, the same things are still required. You do have to have some form of ID. A photo ID is preferable, but that does not keep you from voting. If you are issued a driver's license, handgun, passport, things like that, you will need to show that. If you don't have a photo ID, then there's a list of things that you can bring along with signing a reasonable impediment declaration. And those are all listed on our website, Brazos Votes.
BrazosVotes.org, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And then I don't know how often you get the question since Tuesday begins early voting for the primary. If you have not previously voted in a primary in Texas, can you just come in with your voter registration card and declare
Yes.
party affiliation?
Yes, sir. In Texas, you do not pre-register. We have what they call consider an open primary. You don't make your declaration until you go to cast your vote. So even if you've voted in one party primary in the past and want to vote in a different one this time, just when you go to the polls, they'll ask you which primary you wish to cast your vote in, and you just make your declaration at that time.
Thanks again to Brazos County Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock for the update. To remind you, you can find out all the information on their website, BrazosVotes.org. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.